Welcoming participants to the program, Mr. Li Jun observed that over the years, Sino-African relations have withstood the test of an evolving international landscape and have maintained the momentum of vigorous development. He said since 2015, the Institute has devoted to building an extensive and effective international exchange platform in the field of radio and television and delivered tangible results. As of the end of 2017, nearly 3,377 representatives from 146 countries of 5 continents have participated in training activities hosted by the Institute. The director of the International Training Department of the Radio and Television Training Institute, Hu Jiadi, explained the idea behind the yearly training program for African countries.
The media is playing more and more important role in many kinds of international issues. Chinese government want to set up a bridge between Chinese media people to developing countries. On such a platform, the media people from different countries could exchange their idea and to seek whether it's possible to cooperate with each other to enhance the friendship, enhance the cooperation in other field, and to achieve the common development. At one hand, we invite the media people from other countries to China to open a window to them, to let them know a real China, to know more about China's economy, culture, history, and so on. On the other hand, it also opens a window to Chinese people, to let Chinese media people to know more about other developing countries' media development, to seek how to cooperate in their own way, to find a suitable way to cooperate with each other to develop the media together for different countries.
In terms of technology, this kind of training, how are you factoring in the issue of technology to build the capacity of the media to perform their task?
In China, information technology, especially the new media technology, is developed very, very quickly. And the traditional media is facing challenges and opportunities. Most of the training program focus on the traditional media. We want to invite them to China to discuss how to solve the problem for the traditional media, to face the challenge brought by new media technology.
And you have the director of the International Training Department of the Research and Training Institute of the State Administration of Radio and Television of China, Zhu Jiadi, ending that report by our correspondents, Justice Mingle and Dominic Longji from Beijing, China.